Big news at QC Kinetics. Right now, you might have access to cutting-edge pain relief. It's easier than ever before because of virtual consulting. They're doing this for the new patients. You can do this from the comfort of your own home. If you have chronic joint pain, now you might meet them with a QC medical professional through the all-new telemedicine platform. It's exciting. It can save you time. It can save you a lot of energy, a little more convenient. You can do it by phone. You can do it by video conference. You get one-on-one attention, evaluate your situation, talk to you about regenerative medicine, and maybe get you scheduled right there on the spot. It might be on your way to long-lasting pain relief. So QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular-level regenerative medicine, making sure you restore the damaged joints, no drugs, no steroids, not surgery. See if they can help you out. It's QC Kinetics. Free consultation today. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454 for fast, free, quick, convenient. QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. To our guest lines, Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. Joins us. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. Doing great. Football awesome. Is here.
It is. It is. And recruiting is back. You know, we've taken a few weeks to talk about camp rather than recruiting, and your writing has now focused back on a little more recruiting. And I'll just ask you right off the bat, judging from other huge games in Death Valley and how the industry has changed in earlier in offering more, give us an idea of maybe the magnitude compared to other big, huge recruiting home game weekends. How does it stack up to maybe what we've seen in the past?
Well, I think it's been a couple of years, it's felt like, since we've had a home game of this magnitude. I think there have been bigger in the past, but, you know, I think that, you know, with the way recruiting has taken shape, you can make the case that do game visits matter as much? No, I think, you know, when you add the element of the financial bottom line factoring in more, that it means a little less. But at the same time, I think you look at this Clemson class that they currently have, and you go, well, relationships do still matter. And a lot of their acquisitions, you know, a significant layer came from positive game visit, not only from a team outcome, atmosphere, you know, Clemson's ability to relate to families, and the impression that is made while on campus. So it's a big weekend, and I think also when you add that to Clemson is getting a lot of the guys in that they want on a big weekend where you've got Ohio State, Texas is a signature draw. You've got a couple other big games in and around. But, you know, a top 10 draw, prime time, with some of the firepower and cachet that Clemson has, they're attracting a large number of recruits this weekend. So, I think if my last tally, there are 24 guys in the Rivals 300 for the junior class coming in. They've got 17 of their 19 commitments for this class coming in, all three for the 27 class. So from both retention and an acquisition standpoint, they've got a lot of prominent prospects coming through this weekend, and it's not often that you get that chance for that kind of impression and to kind of create that kind of moment. And then Clemson has done that well in the past, you know, when they've had big recruiting games. You know, I think back specifically to the 2015 game in Notre Dame and just the rain game, and as miserable as the conditions were, but just generally a couple of those signature moment type performances. Here's an opportunity, and those don't come all that often.
The storylines as far as who is there a great position where you see a great group coming in? Is there a player or two, the key players or two, besides the committed guys? Give us an idea of maybe some of the storylines there of the more, you know, personnel type things there.
Sure. You know, I think if you're going by position, I think a couple that jump out to me, one is linebacker. You know, Clemson does not have one necessarily for this class. They're bringing in Jamichael Garrett, a recent Auburn decommitment. Who got from Gulf Shores, Louisiana, but an Alabama native there that Texas A&M and Tennessee, Miami have been involved with. So I think that is a significant development to follow. But also, as you look ahead to the next class, which I think will be a more of a volume linebacker class, because they haven't taken huge numbers and they haven't really needed to this class or even the one before it. You know, you've got Caden Henderson, who's a top 25 guy from Tampa Jesuit, from which the Woodass brothers came, as well as his teammate Tripp Keller, who is not quite the profile, but had a great camp and looked just as good as some of the guys they'd offered. Quentin Cypher from Raleigh is a four-star, top 250 type that they've offered, and then a couple other prominent guys, and a Noah Glover, who's got some Clemson connections from Virginia, Jalathan Mayfield from Lincoln, North Carolina, both of those top 200 types. So they've got some quality coming in as well as quantity at linebacker. And I think to corner, where Clemson has kind of been burned by one or two bigger targets this last two cycles, and bigger both in stature, but also kind of looking for that 6'1", 6'2 type that they've had before and had such success with. They don't really have one of those in this class. They didn't sign a corner last class. This weekend they bring in Josh Dobson, the five-star from Catawba Ridge High School, an in-state guy that they're in, I think, as good a shape as anybody, if not a little better. So I think that is significant, along with Jaden Aparicio Bailey, a 6'2", 180 out of Birmingham, who, you know, is going to have 6 to 10 big suitors that he's looking at, but I don't think he is an in-state guy there at all. I think he's going to leave the state. I think Clemson made a really good impression on him and his family at camp, and so I think that it is a big weekend from those two positions. If you're looking just for star power, I think offensive line, while it's been a story and how they've recruited under Matt Luke for a number of years here, I think you've got to start the highest-rated guy who will be in this weekend. It's Kennedy Brown, five-star lineman from Houston, Texas, Kingwood High School. You know, there will be no shortage of suitors, and it will be tough to beat Texas A&M on him for the long run. But he had a great spring visit in March, and Clemson's, I'd say, one of the top 6 to 7 in real contention right now. So you take your swing and see if you can hit a home run and position yourself to still be in the game come next March.
Could you make a case, or could you listen to the argument, Paul Streetler, like lay in front of you, that because of position of need, because of in-state, mm-hmm. and because of the gettability maybe of this, that Dobson is as important as anybody on the board for that 27 class?
You could make that case. I think there are arguments there, and I think particularly, South Carolina has become very competitive with Clemson on the in-state recruiting, and that has almost become self-perpetuating with some guys. And you've seen them kind of move ahead, particularly in getting a few to graduate early, or for some on time, but just kind of reclassify and come early and kind of go ahead and start getting that paycheck. I think that given the competitive nature there, I think as much of a statement it would make, but also certainly with the talent, you can make that case. I think that I probably lean close more to there's greater value on guys closer to the ball, on the offensive and defensive lines. I think you can get good corners where it can be harder to get differential talent at some other positions. So I probably looked at more of the NFL draft on. I don't know if I'm taking a corner top 1, 2, or 3 with my draft picks, but I do think that Dobson is a very prominent figure in this recruiting cycle. And if Clemson can get him over the long haul, that's going to be one of the signature storylines for that 2027 cycle.
I always feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I always feel like who you can get to your camp, who you get to your junior days, awfully important. It's almost like recruiting for that. Who you can get to your camps, you go out like in May and you recruit for that. Georgia has a Marshall game. South Carolina's on the road, even though they can invite kids down there. But I mean, you mentioned on the national scene, some of the big games out there. Florida State, for instance, in Alabama down that way. But if you told Dabo Swinney and his recruiting staff a month ago or 2 months ago that the list that you currently have compiled would be the list, would that be very successful, ultra successful, kind of successful, disappointing? How would they have classified the list that you think are coming in?
Well, I think that they look at it as kind of a holy smokes. We got a lot of talent coming in this weekend. And right. Is it everybody they wanted? No. But most of those guys will make their way to Clemson at some point through the fall. And so I don't know that it is an end-all, be-all. I think you like them at this game, but there are also cases to be made for if you got several others coming for other games, you can give them more individual attention at those contests. It is a process, and I think people kind of look at it as, all right, you've offered this kid, this is the guy you want, and you're recruiting him hardcore from the very get-go, trying to get him on your commitment list, and that might be the end game, but really, as you said, you're kind of working to get them to your camp in the summer so you can evaluate them and kind of start building the relationship. Right now, for me, it's you're trying to be in, you know, position yourself to be in the game next March when you start having that junior day that kind of leads into the summer official visits. Because the vast majority of guys, you know, unless they just decide on their own that this is the place, and they and their families make that dedicated decision, you know, most are going to carry their recruitments out for a while. And particularly now, as you've added money into the equation, you know, if you go ahead and take a commitment now, for a lot, you just kind of set the bullseye on, all right, here's who we've got. You know, Clemson is the team we've got to beat. If NIL even comes into a discussion at this early, and it usually does not, but still, even by January, you're looking at, all right, here's what the price would be. We just got to go, you know, higher or significantly higher than that. So I think it is a slower cook process now, particularly that the money involved. But it is a significant step to make that impression now, not only with a game visit, but having the kind of season that keeps Clemson on a national scale, and that positions you to be in at the next stage of the game.
All right, I have 2 minutes. Let's talk. The game itself, keys, mm-hmm. What do you expect to see, what we'd be watching for, maybe a storyline or two for an epic game Saturday night, two top 10 teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to me which team, if either, can establish something in the run. You know, I think that you can make the case that Cade Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier, kind of the, you know, close to the same tier of quarterback. You've got huge weaponry at receiver. But, you know, you can only often go so far if you're just chucking it across, you know, and across the yard, and you are more predictable on offense. You know, I think the team that will be able to establish a run or something of a run against more formidable defensive lines, and I think that Clemson probably has a better defensive line than LSU. LSU's gone to the portal and gotten some ends to try and match up with, you know, some solid quality on the interior. But I think if either one of those teams can develop more in the run game, you know, I think that sets them up both better for more consistent, sustained offense, but also much better odds in the red zone, which is where we've seen Clemson's issues before. And I think what differentiated Clemson from a lot of teams last year, when you look at their ability to punch it in short yardage and red zone. So, you know, who can kind of get the running game going, as well as, you know, with Clemson, I think I look at defensively, and I don't know that tackling is going to be the issue that we saw before, but I think can your defensive line be imposing enough that it mitigates some of your challenges or question marks, particularly at safety, but on the back end where you've got a couple of guys and Ricardo Jones, Ronan Hannifin, who I think are going to be very good players, but have not played a lot of ball yet, you know, under the lights like this. So there are going to be mistakes. Can your defensive front be dominant enough to kind of cover that up and avoid that from being exposed, you know, here or there?
Should be a great one. Tell me about TigerIllustrated.com. Tell me about what's coming up. It should be an absolutely bonkers weekend around Clemson, but it should be a great weekend for TigerIllustrated.com.
Absolutely. Our game preview and predictions come out tomorrow, as well as our full preview for the recruiting weekend. Obviously, we'll have a lot of returns that will be rolled out over next week and beyond from a lot of those recruiting guests, both for the juniors, but you know, three or four guys pertinent to this class. Got an update this morning on an offensive lineman who you know, I think is a name to know right now. So a lot going on, and yeah, it is back in full swing and starts off 100 miles an hour with the magnitude of this opener.
Can't wait to see it do it. It's going to be awesome. I will see you Saturday, I do hope. Thank you enough. Let's review it and talk about what that game means the rest of the season when we visit next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. We'll take a short break. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott, joins us kicking off the college football weekend right after this.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Game day Saturday, party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang live in concert. Free tickets at andersonevents.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com. Trammell & Mills, we don't do quiet.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at TopDressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your TopDressing.com for their special online at TopDressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as TopDressing.com.
Hey everybody, Sam Jones here. Join Nick Costello and I again this Friday live for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. Remember, you get to choose where we go on Fridays on our app or website, theroarfm.com, by voting on our Ingles Game of the Week poll throughout the week all season long. So cast your vote and make your voice heard. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Filer Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Got some good news from Blue Ridge. The Tiger Tune-Up Special is back. Go and get the Tiger Tune-Up Special for the fall. They'll catch issues before they happen, and it's going to protect your investment and protect your comfort. So here's how you're doing right now. Is your heating and air, is it doing okay? Is it running efficiently? Do you want to avoid costly breakdowns? Do you want your power bill to be lower? Don't miss Blue Ridge Heating Air's Tiger Tune-Up Special right now and save over $100 on that tune-up. Blue Ridge Heating and Air right now for only $89. They'll come out and they'll, you mentioned, that you heard about it here, and mentioned Tiger Tune-Up Special and do that. And again, power bills get lower sometimes. Your machine lasts longer sometimes. They catch it before. Like they came and did my tune-up deal and they cleaned out. I had a bunch of like cobwebs. It just looked awesome. They did a great job with all that. Remember, free estimates as well. So they come in, the federal tax credit stuff, the rebate from the power companies, and then their coupon. What it's going to be is so much cheaper than you feel like, but free estimates. Let them come to your home, look at your situation, see if they can help you out. And that Armstrong, man, that is the way to go. Made right here in South Carolina. You're going to love our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. It is not Friday. It is Thursday, but because of his schedule and everything coming up, we moved back a day. He was kind enough to move back a day. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Mickey, hope you are too. And finally, week one is here. I think everybody should be in a great mood as a result.
A fantastic mood.
Yes.
I envy you a lot because of the coaches you get to sit down with and talk to and the travel, the games, and behind the scenes. I do that. I don't envy this weekend. Trying to figure out Southern Miss. You got Southern Miss and Mississippi State noon on Saturday. The whole Marshall team, I think I'm right by saying this, every single starter on offense, transfer portal, the two deep, of the 22 on offense, they had one guy that originally signed with Southern Miss. And on defense, there's two, I think I'm right by saying. No, one on starting on offense, and I'm right by saying it's two. So three all together, three players all together on the two deep that originally signed with Southern Miss. How do you know, man? How do you figure this stuff out?
Well, you don't. I mean, it's funny because we had Marshall in their last game,
yeah,
the Sun Belt Championship, where Charles Huff was the head coach. And we knew the day before that he was going to Southern Miss because him and the Marshall administration really couldn't come to an agreement. Felt like there was a good bit of friction there. How much was there and what all went down, I'm not entirely sure, but it didn't sound great. And so to get to know him and that team a little bit at the end of last year, and I had them the year before when they upset Virginia Tech in Huntington. It's the only time I've ever been there. So I kind of feel like I know his team a little bit and his quarterback, Braylon Braxton, a little bit. But to your point, you know, we're going to meet with him in person tomorrow down there in Hattiesburg. We're going to meet with Mississippi State tomorrow in person in Hattiesburg. So we haven't talked to either staff yet. But his press conference 2 days ago, he talked for 22 minutes, Mickey, 22 minutes. His opening statement spanned nearly 1,200 words and well over 6 minutes in time. He thanked everybody from the administrators to the athletic director to the local broadcasters. And even went down the path of referencing Steph Curry in the Olympics. And in the final 17 minutes, he didn't mention a single player by name on his team one time. So in 22 total minutes, he literally said nothing at all about his team or what to expect from his guys. there is a bit of an unknown as it pertains, really, you know, to all teams in week one. But for Southern Miss, like, I don't know that there's ever been a situation where, you know, 21 players have transferred in from another school that won the league championship to a program that won one game last year. And, okay, now what does that look like this season? It's kind of hard to know, right? It's definitely kind of hard to know.
Well, here's the deal. In the world, they had won 10 games last year. And yeah. they were awesome. And it is interesting. You'll learn more about what you did last year with Marshall about Southern Miss this year. This is crazy. Yeah. Micah Davis is a wide receiver at Southern Miss. He's played at Air Force, Iowa Western Community College, Utah State, Ole Miss, and now Southern Miss. He's played for five schools. Last year he had five catches. So he's got five schools, the same amount of catches as schools in his career. But that's where we are, man.
I'm looking at him on my board right now. It's not a guy that I've singled out, but you mentioned the five catches is spot on. I think it looks like he also had 19 rushes wherever he was at Mississippi.
Yeah.
Do you do?
All right, another part of this deal is this is a game that Mississippi State needs badly. And Mississippi State is year two, and year one didn't go very well. I think I heard it right where Toledo staff was joking that Mississippi State didn't have anybody that could have started on their two deep or started for the top 22 last year. It was a team that really didn't play all that many close football games last year. They need this game. Is it safe to say that because it is year two, because it's the SEC, that Mississippi State, and you look at the schedule, like this is a must win for Mississippi State?
Must win. I mean, I think it's important that they win. It's important that they look the part. You know, Blake Chapin, their starting quarterback, who won a Big 12 championship at Baylor back in 2021. They beat top five Oklahoma State. He was a freshman. They won that game 21-16. I want to say he had three touchdown passes in that game. Only played in four games last year for Mississippi State. Injured his shoulder against Florida in week four and then was out. And they didn't have a chance, really, after that. They were competitive late against Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl. But, yeah, it was a struggle. It didn't look good. Jeff Lebby made sure that their offensive line got a lot bigger this season. They've got transfers in from Texas Tech and Colorado and Virginia, you know, just like every other school, it seems like these days. And they were able to bring back Chapin and Devon Booth, their running back. And Booth, you know, he's a guy at Utah State, man. I guess Utah State just recruited running backs back in the day because they sent them all over the country, which is interesting. But Devon Booth was third-team All-SEC last year. And then they brought in Fluff Bothwell, who was all Sun Belt at South Alabama, and he scored 13 touchdowns as a freshman last year. So it's my way of saying I think that they've got, you know, some talent, and they've upgraded that talent. And they need Blake Chapin to stay healthy to have any kind of chance. And then defensively, it would be hard to see them getting worse. I mean, statistically, they were worse in the SEC last year, bottom of the conference, 34 points a game, 450 yards given up per game. So, you know, by default, I think they'll be better. It can't get much worse than that. So, yeah, it's a big game for them. You know, one of those in-state games where you have the group of six against a power four. So it'll have some juice. And the other thing I'll say, and I think I texted you about this, the interesting part to our game tomorrow or Saturday has really nothing to do with the game itself to begin, because we will get the toss from Columbus, and we will get the toss from Reese Davis after Lee Corso makes his final pick. And like, that has been one of our focal points to start. I mean, once the game's underway and that's over with 5 minutes in, we're going to turn the page. But I expect that to be a pretty chaotic/emotional scene when he makes his final pick for game day and then sails off into the sunset. And so we'll get our first chance to react to that, whatever happens at the Horseshoe. So we're kind of excited about that component for Saturday too.
Do they hold up? I mean, obviously they do, because they're not going to miss the opening kick. But are you waiting, like watching the referees, teams holding up, fans holding up? I guess we'll wait. We do that all the time anyway, because they do run over now on that show.
Well, I'll tell you this. So I'll give you a little behind the scenes on how this works, because I don't know how many games I've called following game day. It's been a handful over the years. Typically, the home site will be able to delay things, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, like a common sense approach. I have seen it happen, you know, for 60 seconds, maybe for 2 minutes. But the wild card is Corso himself. Like, I've talked with that crew and kind of what's expected to happen at the very end. And I'll tell you, everything is timed out very specifically in when they make their picks for all the games, and then they're going to toss it to kind of a tribute to Corso that is pre-recorded. I want to say it's around 2 minutes, and then he'll have the last say, as he always does, but it's scripted out very specifically in the final 10 minutes of that show before they toss it to us. There's a lot involved in this one because the public address announcer at Ohio Stadium will be involved. The pick will be simulcast within the stadium. He's going to be on the field. But nobody really knows what he's going to say or what he's going to do. Like, that part, that intel is shared between the producer, Jimmy Guerrero, and Coach Corso in a conversation that was had earlier this week, and it develops over the course of the week. And so what happens in those moments, and more importantly, from my perspective, how long it lasts, and then what the reaction is unknown. So, like, that is something that we're kind of preparing for, is we could get the toss and we have 10 seconds before our game kicks off, or we could get the toss and we have 3.5 minutes. The other wild card is the home venue this time is not an ESPN broadcast location. Fox has the rights to this game. So it's a big unknown, and it's a situation where we're waiting to figure out what's going to happen, and just to see what Coach does is going to be interesting. I'll just frame it that way. And the timing of it is very much an unknown. So there's the potential for a lot of tap dancing. I mean, he's 90 years old, so he's not going to talk for 5 minutes, you figure. But it's his last one, and this is where this whole thing originated, when he put on the Buckeye head, you know, back in the mid-90s. So there's a lot happening with it, and it's a big part of kind of how we get started on Saturday.
And your professionalism will showcase, will be showcased on Saturday for sure. Hey, one other quick note about this, the game you're doing. It's mm-hmm. only the sixth time ever. This is the 32nd meeting, maybe. It's only the sixth time ever that it's in Hattiesburg. The last time it was in Hattiesburg, well, they did it in 2015. And then the last time, this is the Brett Favre years, like in 88, right. 89. Yep. But why would Mississippi State choose to sign a contract and head down to Hattiesburg? It seems like it's not a great deal for Mississippi State.
Not a great deal. The contract was originally signed in 2017 with their former AD, John Cohen, who's now the AD at Auburn. It was a 2-for-1. So we'll come down there and play you one time. Sandwiched around that game, you're going to come to Starkville and come and play us twice. These kinds of games, in my opinion, and you know what? I've talked to Jim Phillips about this in the ACC. I remember 2 years ago we were somewhere and he was on site where we were calling a game. And I was like, man, you got teams in your league that are playing at the Group of Five. I think it was actually a game we were doing. I think do we have Wake Forest at ODU or some weird game like that? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's a thing. And the implication was that you weren't going to see a lot of that in the future. With the new scheduling changes and the new metrics installed by the committee just last week, you're not going to see very many of these games in the future. So, yeah, like any time I've spoken with anybody from Southern Miss about this game, you better enjoy it because – you know, this may be the last time you get a game like this, given how the scheduling is starting to shift and what matters more for the selection committee. So, yeah, it's not a great deal for Mississippi State, but a great deal for Southern Miss and a golden opportunity literally on Saturday.
Have you been to Hattiesburg?
Yes, I've done a basketball game there early in my career, and I did a super regional in baseball. They get feisty. I think it'll check some boxes atmosphere-wise. I do.
Yeah. I've been once. I was about 12 years old, and we were playing in a baseball tournament down. So I had to go down. I told people I had a Southern Miss hat forever and loved it. Loved the Eagles down there, Golden Eagles, through all that. All right. I only have about a minute, but I want to get your thoughts. Have to get your thoughts on Clemson LSU Saturday night. You'll be done with your game. Will you watch it in Hattiesburg, or are you going to – how's that work?
Oh no! I'll be in Atlanta by the time that game kicks off, and then I'll be home in time for the second half. I mean that's always a priority, to get back and watch as much football as possible. I think Clemson playing at home, I like its chances. I think the fact that you're going to get a better effort defensively. I think you're a little bit more of a known commodity at the line of scrimmage. I think those things matter. LSU's defense is going to take a step forward this year. I don't know that it's in week one on the road against Clemson's offensive weapons. I think I told you last week, I mean, to me, this game, It feels like Clemson, Georgia 2013. I don't know that it's the same magnitude, just given the natural rivalry between UGA and Clemson. But I think it's going to take some points to win it, right? I don't think it's a lower-scoring defensive battle. I could see it, you know, 38-28 late, LSU comes back, and then Clemson's defense holds on. That's my sense, 38-35 in that range. But, man, it should be a great atmosphere. It should be pretty special, right? I mean, I can't wait to see what it looks like.
It's going to be interesting to see how many LSU fans. But I keep joking that I don't smell corn dogs. I don't think they're here yet, but they'll be here at some point in time in the next 24 hours or so. Hey, I'll be watching, man. You'll be on screen too, but I'll have the volume up because I want to hear Philpott on Saturday at Mississippi State and Southern Miss. Have a great trip, buddy. Next week, you are you know this. You know the first three. Where are you next week?
Yeah, we have we're the primetime game, Army at Kansas State.
Oh, what a game.
Yeah, good game.
Let's review Hattiesburg and preview Manhattan, Kansas when we visit next week.
Yep, you got it.
All right,
buddy.
Appreciate your time. Roy Philpott, ESPN, play-by-play voice, the big dog. Short break, final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger tailgate show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Experience exceptional value at East Main Furniture in Easley. The summer relief sale is going on now through August 31st. Save 30% on all in-store stock, living room, dining room, bedroom, and mattresses. Even save 30% on clearance items. Transform your home with our wide range of stylish and affordable furniture options. Our dedicated team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect pieces. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054. Don't miss out. Visit the store today and elevate your home with East Main Furniture.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loan that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Football fans and families, there's a new venue in Easley like nothing else anywhere. Southern Weaving Food Hall features four dining options under one roof, along with adult beverages, a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot TV for all the big games August 30th. Capped off with the Clemson game Saturday night. Events for kids like face painting and a balloon artist. Food and adult beverage specials for the parents. Football all day and night. August 30th, Southern Weaving Food Hall, 210 Fern Street, Easley. Like and follow them on social media for info and events.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good
good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Final segments of a Thursday show. Appreciate Paul Strelo. I appreciate Roy Philpott and Sam doing a great job. I want to tell you about our great friends over at American Doormasters. American Doormasters does an unbelievable job when it comes to your doors. You know, fast, reliable service. You know, locally owned, licensed, bonded, insured, 24-hour emergency service. These are the things you talk about with American Doormasters because your garage door didn't know what time it is. They don't know if it's a holiday weekend this weekend. So get the most reasonable rates in the upstate when it comes to garage insulation repair, new garage, broken spring specialist, keyless entry, the carriage style doors, the whisper drive openers, the same day service. It's American Doormasters, americandoormasters.com. Your garage experts for residential commercial applications, 990-3075, 990-3075. Sam? I have great news for Saturday night. The authorities over at Clemson tell me, I say the authorities, my good friend Major Kennedy sent this to me. Big flyover weekend this weekend. I love the flyovers. Two Marine Corps F-A-18 Hornets are coming tomorrow for the first Friday parade and the soccer game. So you get that flyover. And then two Air Force F-15 Eagles are coming Saturday. So back-to-back flyover days. Again, the F-A-18 Hornets and the F-15 Eagles, Marine Corps and Air Force at Clemson the next 2 days. Can't beat that, man. That's going to be awesome. Sam, let's give away some tickets. What I'm going to give away now is the Cool in the Gang VIP Pass stuff. I didn't realize that Cool in the Gang was the big demand that we have, but boy, we gave this away yesterday and that thing was flying off the shelves, man. So I do have the VIP stuff for the Cool in the Gang Sunday over at Anderson. First person to call in to Sam Jones, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, their big hit Celebrate. What year? That's easy. Sam, how old's your dad? How old's your mom?
12, 13, 14, 15, somewhere in that range
okay.
at this time.
Okay, all right. I was 12 at the time and had the little 45, sang it all the time. My son loves the song Celebrate. He hears it after games, you know, and do all that. It's one of his go-tos. He loves that song. So what year did Kool & the Gang release the album Celebrate and release the song they're celebrating? Number one hit for them, oh, by the way. So they had a couple number one albums and I think three number one hits. Cool in the gang. Still getting it done, man. And they'll be at Anderson over there on Saturday. Got you some VIP stuff and some merch voucher stuff and some food voucher stuff. We got a winner. We have a winner. And a person that was very close yesterday actually won it. So very good. Seminole Ted was wrong on this. The answer is 1980. So Seminole Ted said 77. No, they did Ladies Night in 79. Oh, yes, it's Ladies Night. And the feeling's right. Yeah, but no. Dabo Sweeney talked about yesterday. He had his final pregame press conference stuff after practice, and he said that Walker Parks has been, quote, he's been out there in pads the last couple of days getting some reps in and a lot of teamwork, working his way back to 100%, but he's in a good spot. He said Jaden Lucas appears to be making progress. He's been behind the eight ball when it comes to progress on the injuries throughout the fall camp. Because, yes, he got behind early, but he was able to get scrimmage work in, so he's good. Should be able to get live work in. He missed two scrimmages, but we're able to get a couple of periods of live what we got, and we're going to roll with that the last couple of weeks, and he looks good. Dabo went on to say that Tyler Brown and Vic Burley are the best versions of themselves since arriving on campus. That's good news for both those guys. Burley was highly recruited. Remember, was hurt last year, didn't get to play a whole lot. And then Tyler Brown obviously was hurt last year too. So those guys, the best we've seen of those guys. Dabo did say that the breakdown of the roster, going from 85 to 105, he's saying that all 105 players on scholarship. He touched on that strategy coming in because last year we put 105 on scholarship, or we put 105 on scholarship this year. There were 88 to 89 or something like that. And then we got a group of guys that we wanted to keep for sure. So we got several of those guys. You got snappers, you got receiver guys. You got some linemen in there, some guys that need to practice again. So have that number that will operate from and move forward, and that's what we're recruit to, 105 now. So pretty interesting stuff there. Sam, I wanted to mention, we didn't talk about the Ryder Cup picks. I am surprised. First of all, we had a winner. That was...
We did indeed have a winner.
Okay.
James won.
James, good job. Congratulations, James.
My dad was 12, now I think. 12, and my mom was 10 when that song
Your dad's born 1968?
Mm-hmm.
What a great year. Me too.
There you go.
What month? What's your dad's birthday?
May 25th.
I'm a couple months older than your dad.
There you go.
Boy, that makes me feel old, Sam. Makes me feel old. I want to mention this about the Ryder Cup. I think that... And we didn't talk about the Ryder Cup picks. First, I'm shocked. If I'm Keegan Bradley, he did the unselfish thing. He did the right thing. I don't know if it's right or not by not doing that and being a captain. I will tell you this. In my opinion, and I read this on Twitter yesterday, and I completely agree with the guy. I mentioned this on the air before. I think the Ryder Cup captain thing, man, I think that we have way over complicated the Ryder Cup. The guy's great in the room. We play ping pong together. The wives are so important and these assistant captains. I think all that's garbage. I think that you're not calling plays. You do make some, you make your captain's picks and then you make some pairings in there. But Jack Nicklaus said it best. He goes, how to make my pairings? A couple of guys said, hey, I want to play with this guy. I said, okay, I'll let you play together. Like, it's not complicated. You know who wins Ryder Cups? Not great captains. The guy that wins Ryder Cups is the team that makes a bunch of putts. And there is no slogan. There's no pregame speech. You know, Michael Jordan comes in and makes a speech. George W. Bush comes in and makes a speech. The wives are, their uniforms, and everybody's got to be comfortable with all this stuff. I think that's a bunch of garbage. I think you go out and you play golf, and if you hit it better, you hit it in the fairway more, you hit it on the green more, you make more putts, you win the Ryder Cup. There have been some disasters. Tom Watson's last time around, Tom Watson was great as a Ryder Cup captain when he won in 93. For some reason, they brought him back in 2014, and it was a disaster. The Zach Johnson deal was a disaster the last time around. But quite frankly, you go out and you play as hard as you can. I don't care who the captain is. I don't care what you're... What are you talking about making it hard and all? You got to have all the vice captains. You got to have the earphone in. We got to play ping pong in the team room. Like what? You got to be kidding me. My favorite Ryder Cup story ever. Sam, the the great, Billy, he's a caddy over in Europe. He caddies for Seve all these years. And he tells his story that, you know, there's very few players that wear the hard spikes now. This might be my best story on radio. And he says that there's a tiny, whatever Ryder Cup it was at, might have been Hazeltine, maybe, I'm guessing. He goes, there's a tiny little bathroom beside the first tee. It's got two little stalls in it. And he goes, right beside the putting green, the practice green. And he goes, man, I got to go number two. So I go over there. And I'm in it right before about tee off, 20 minutes before about tee off. And I hear these spikes come in. And it's crick, 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 crick. And I know there's only like three or four players that wear spikes. And the guy sits beside the stall. And I look down, and I think it's Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods has to go poo-poo as well. And Tiger Woods doesn't have any toilet paper. So Tiger asked the guy next door, he goes, hey, man, can you spare some toilet paper? I'm out over here. And he says that he tears off several sheets, hands it underneath the divider there, and says, Europe, one up. I love that story. I had to see the guy's name through all that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes, I might have the very best coverage in the world because I've got Brad Hughes on my side. I love it. It's Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. It's Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. See if he can help you out. If you're doing the automatic payroll deduction, or not payroll deduction, the automatic draft stuff, you might not know what you pay. Get better coverage, get better rates. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Billy Foster was the caddy. The great Billy Foster. Sam, you've asked for it. You demanded it. We've got it back for you. Music for the two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
I'm not going to let you get out of here without bringing it up. Grimsby Town, a fourth-tier side.
Not the Yankees. You want to talk about the Yankees from last night?
The English soccer pyramid, as Faxon pumps his fists in celebration of this two-minute drill, defeated Manchester United 12-11 on penalties yesterday, in which the penalties missed by United were by their combined $120 million strikers. Once again, fourth tier side, United are out of the Carabao Cup and have very little to play for on August 28th of 2025.
Here's the bottom line. Oh, look at Grimsley guy over here. Look at Grimsley guy. I don't care about that competition. It's EPL Champions League. Well, we're not in the Champions League. Last year, they gave me a hard time about beating us in some more second-tier Europa kind of deal. Who cares? It's EPL and it's Champions League. All that other stuff, the Shields, because I don't care about that.
Let me emphasize again, this is like if the Yankees lost to the Greenville Drive.
And they could. The Yankees could lose Greenville Drive. Anything happens in sports.
Grimsby Town's goalkeeper is a self-proclaimed Manchester United fan.
Good for him, man. Good for him. Because deep down, we all are Manchester United fans. I don't know where all the hate came from. I got more texts yesterday. When the Yankees lose, I got texting, and what's the Yankees win streak right now? By the way, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. Greenleaf, man, check out Greenleaf. You're going to love Greenleaf. Greenleaf is an unbelievable townhome and duplex type styling there. You're going to love Greenleaf. Goodbye and see my great friends there. EricNewton.com, Eric Newton and Jeff Scott, the very best, the place you're looking for all real estate needs in Clemson, EricNewton.com. The Yankees have not lost. They got a four-game win streak. Last time they lost is August 26th. My phone's been silent. It's been radio silence.
Your phone was definitely not silent yesterday afternoon.
No. Well, Manchester United loses. I'm blowing up.
A Manchester United hate watch is significantly more fun than
the Yankees. I won't get a text from Faxon Chilwell on Sunday because Manchester United back in the EPL where we care, and we got a number one goalkeeper back in there.
What are you going to do? What are you expecting us to give you props for beating Burnley? Is that what we're hoping
for?
Well,
if you're going to give me a hard time about Grimsley, then I have got to beat Burnley.
It's Grimsby. You can't. I'm not letting this slide.
No. We'll be fine. And by the way, get your kicks in right now while you can, because when they come back to you, it's going to be twice as bad. Don't let the Browns, don't let the Indians, don't let the Braves, don't let Tottenham, don't let the Eagles lose a game. It'll be bad. Let me thank Paul. Let me thank Roy.
Plenty.
Great job there. Fax and John up next. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.